You are a Christian. I am a Christian. And what we've seen with the vaccine and Christians not taking it has troubled us. And we talked about it on the air. Listen, everything we say, this is as real as it gets. Yeah. We talk about our lives. We talk about the news. We talk about who we are. We tell you things maybe you don't like to hear. We tell you stuff maybe you do like to hear. But there's a non-denominational church in the Valley. It had a vacation Bible school.
Okay.
Where kids, you know, they're excited to learn about the Bible. It's like Bible camp, right? And by the way, this is not my church. It's not CCV. I talk about my church a lot. This is not my church.
No.
Okay. One of the adults had COVID and went on this trip and infected 16 other adults working at the church camp. Massive outbreak.
That's huge.
They knew they had COVID and went?
No,
they didn't know.
No,
okay.
No, because, you know, sometimes you know, sometimes you don't. So
a lot of asymptomatics.
Right.
Even with this
Could
Delta, it seems to be you get really sick or you're asymptomatic. It's not a lot in between.
Every adult there got COVID. Two died.
Oh, wow.
Two people died. One most recently on Father's Day, who was a close friend of our family member. I don't know them. There are members of my family that do. Several are in really, really bad shape. None of the 16 infected were vaccinated. None of them. And they were trusted to go with children. And none of them were vaccinated. So I say this all the time to my Christian brothers and sisters. We're scaring people away from church. We are not taking care of ourselves. We are not taking care of our neighbors. And I don't say this as I look down upon you. I say this because I don't understand the attitude among my fellow Christians. So, you know, if you have the vaccine, not only do you have a 95% chance of not getting infected, it's almost impossible to spread it. You know, my wife and I were looking at the Bible app this past Sunday. It's centered around love your neighbors even more than yourself. Are we doing that? As Christians in this community, are we doing that? The answer is not yes. And I'll say this. It is safer, I believe, and I've done both. It's safer to walk into the Phoenix Suns arena, where maybe the likelihood 50% of the audience probably got the vaccine. I think that's safer. I feel more comfortable at a Suns game than I do at my own church because I know the percentage number there is much lower. Went to the Suns game, really didn't wear a mask. Went to church on Saturday, I wore a mask.
You know, I look at this, and again, I follow God, I believe in God, and religion oftentimes get in the way. And I know there are pastors that they struggle with something like this because we've gotten to the point now where politics has taken over the pulpit in some ways, and it's also in the pews. And if you don't like what your pastor's saying based on something of who they should or shouldn't vote for, they're going to leave. And it's, let's be real. It's still a business in some ways. You want to make sure you get your people there, and you don't want to take some sort of side when it comes to certain things. But the reality is simply this. You know, I go back to that old joke I've used before. Woman, they tell her, hey, there's a flood coming. You better leave. Guys in trucks. Said, no, God's going to take care of me. I prayed for it. They show up a little bit later. They're in a boat. Hey, lady, you better hurry up. Because this thing's getting ugly and it's going to get worse. And she's like, don't worry about it. As the flood starts to rise through her house, she's on a roof. They show up in a helicopter and they say, come on, this is it. You're going to die if you don't get off of it. She dies and goes to heaven. And she says, God, why didn't you save me? He says, I sent a truck, I sent a boat, I sent a helicopter. Maybe people need to start looking at this. Science isn't evil. And it's not there to disprove God as much as I think some people would like to think it is. But it's been used as a political tool, as has religion and everything else. And it's a sad situation where people now are battling and allowing politics to get in the way of something that, you know what, pretty much everybody who's not getting vaccinated is vaccinated for something.
For something.
That's the funny thing.
You know, I know a lot of pastors across the valley, most of them have the vaccine.
Yeah.
So why aren't they sharing that with their congregation? I understand what you just said. It's a tough line to walk. It's time to walk the line. It's time to walk the line. What is always said to me at my church is, hey, you know what would be great? Bring someone with you. Bring somebody to church. Introduce them to Jesus. But how exactly do you plan to bring people to God when those you're trying to convince to come to church with you feel you are prolonging the pandemic? How can you bring someone to church to you to introduce them to God if they are not comfortable going into an environment where they absolutely know most everybody's not vaccinated? As Christians, you always say, well, you gotta love your neighbor. It's such an important part of the Christian faith. Say it again. Are we doing that? You can't love your neighbor if you avoid the one thing that will protect your neighbor and keep them safe. Listen, I'm not sitting here and talking down to you. I'm trying to understand why so many are against it.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, the only thing I can say is if you're out there and you're a Christian and you haven't got the vaccine, I would just ask you to pray about it. Because maybe you could get some clarity.
And why? See, for me, it's, I don't care if you get vaccinated or don't. I got vaccinated. I have had this. My thing is, I just want to know why. Do you think your DNA is going to change? Do you think that you've got that this thing is being cautious is one thing, but what is it that is stopping you? Is God telling you not to? Maybe it is your faith. There are some Christian Science and a few other ones out there. Well, that's their faith. That's fine. But I would like to know, what is it? Do you think you're going to turn into a houseplant? Didn't we have somebody say they were going to turn into a houseplant here? I mean, what about this is stopping you from doing it? Are you doing it based on faith? Are you doing it based on your politics? And what is it that you're doing this as far as saying no to the vaccine? What is that about?
But also think about how you look as a Christian to the rest of the world. How are they looking at you? Oh, well, those people, yeah, they don't want the vaccine. But someone asked me to go to church. I'm not going to church. I mean, they don't have the vaccine. I'm not walking in there. If you're a Christian, you got to figure out which side you want to be on.
Yeah.
You want to be on the side of let's be part of the solution. Let's continue to bring people to church. Let's continue to introduce people to God. You can't do that because there are people that are looking at you and they're saying, I don't get them. I'll just say it again. If you're supposed to love your neighbor more than yourself, ask yourself if that's what you're doing by not getting the vaccine.